What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
In today's edition of You and the Law, we bring you the priority areas on the legislative agenda for this year, identified by the Governor General, His Excellency Sir Patrick Allen, as he presented the throne speech on February 19. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Sir Patrick outlined the priority areas for the legislative agenda during the ceremonial opening of Parliament on February 19. Among the pieces of legislation to be prioritized is the Administrator General's Amendment Bill to address long-standing problems of administering multi-generational interstate estates.
It will allow the Administrator General to administer those estates where there are minor beneficiaries without having to obtain a grant of letters of administration. This will make it much easier to pass on property to established next of kin.
The Sexual Harassment Act will provide legal protection for persons at the workplace and in other institutions.
It will give recourse both to the courts and to the Industrial Disputes Tribunal, whose mandate and capacity will be expanded to deal with these claims, thereby providing effective redress for victims.
Review of the Cybercrimes Amendment Act and amendments under the Fisheries Bill are other areas of priority for the upcoming legislative year. Sir Patrick says the Fisheries Bill review will aid in improved management of the industry, while changes to the Cybercrimes Amendment Act are to provide more robust tools to facilitate the investigation and prosecution of cybercrimes, as well as bring the Act in line with international best practice. The Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority Act will create a body to replace the coffee, cocoa, and coconut industry boards. The new Electricity Act now before the House will replace the 1890 law.
It will create a modern regulatory framework to provide more competition and set a platform to encourage high levels of investment.
Legislation to enshrine local government in the Constitution will also be debated. In addition, three strategic bills to strengthen local government will come before Parliament. They are the Local Governance, the Local Government Unified Service and Employment, and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Acts. Also to be brought to Parliament this year are the National Bill to provide a modern legal framework for the effective regulation and management of building works and building-related activities. Legislation to establish a national DNA database to aid in criminal investigations, and deliberations on the Evidence Amendment Bill, which will remove some important procedural inefficiencies that create unnecessary delays in the justice system. The Caribbean Court of Justice Constitution Amendment, Caribbean Court of Justice Original Jurisdiction, and the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Amendment Bills will collectively give constitutional entrenchment to the Caribbean Court of Justice CCJ as the final court of appeal for Jamaica.
The CCJ would replace the Colonial Judicial Committee of the Privy Council that sits in London as the apex of our judicial system.
The Criminal Justice Administration Amendment Bill will make provision for sentence reduction on guilty pleas, removing the existing disincentive to pleading guilty to offenses which carry mandatory minimum sentences. The Jury Amendment Bill will bring important reforms to the jury system, which is presently beset with challenges that cause significant delays in the trials of serious criminal cases. The amendment to the Road Traffic Act will significantly modernize the current legislation and give support to higher levels of discipline and orderly behavior on the nation's roads. And the Joint Select Committee's review of the Integrity Commission Bill will also be completed.
This legislation will establish a single anti-corruption agency with investigatory information sharing and prosecutorial powers, while including important checks and balances to ensure procedural fairness for those under investigation.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The legislative agenda for the 2015-16 financial year is intended to ensure that sustained and inclusive growth is achieved to the benefit of all Jamaicans. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.